sitting in a tent in Costa Rica right now at a beautiful place called Pura Vida Yoga Center, studying medical massage and doing Qigong. Most of the people right now are out on an excursion. I decided not to take part and to do some personal relaxation, get some rest, do some exercising, and meditate a bit until they get back. The world has been dizzying and crazy in the United States, and it may be that way here. But the feeling that I have here, around this land, the beautiful skies, all of the greenery and the rain and the sunshine, is that things here may be a little more better because the culture is a lot more tranquil. So I sit here just having finished my Qigong session, just enjoying the quiet. The quiet here is different though than in the United States. Here you hear the wind blowing. You hear birds chirping and making noises. And at night, the sound of dogs and motors and all kinds of things are just overwhelming. But that's something it only took me one day to get used to, because I had been living here for 3 years and had gotten used to it back when I was here. So I am enjoying the quiet. I'm enjoying the lack of anger, the lack of fear, the lack of fighting, the lack of antagonism that has been created by and sustained by the political class in the United States, the racist class in the United States, and the stupid in the United States. The reason I say stupid is because people don't realize that the world that they create is a world that they will have to live in. Our thoughts and our beliefs lead to actions, and those actions reinforce those thoughts and those beliefs. It's circular. If we dream of a world that is horrible, that is violent, a world where there's a scarcity, and we think that that's the way the world is, we react to that thought. And by our own reactions, we create such a world. What would be described on several levels as the world of the hungry ghosts, where people have very small mouths and long necks, and they eat and they eat and they eat, and by the time what they consume gets down to their stomach, most of it's already gone. Our world is one of hungry ghosts, built by hungry ghosts who can't seem to have enough, whose lust for power and fame overwhelms the majority of people. People with $3-4 billion, some almost $100 billion, while others are starving, looking through the garbage dump for whatever food they can find. This is not only unnatural, but it is somewhat warped and demonic to think that we the people could set up a world where this is possible is frightening. Only because if we can set that type of world up here, if we ever go into space, we can set it up there too. This ideology is like a disease, the one that drives our capitalistic system. And the reason I say our capitalistic system is because ours is unregulated. It's like Cowboy Town or somewhere where you have the gunslingers and gunfighters, the Wild West, where no one else counts except for those who are the most violent or who can gather the most violent around them to push their issues and to block every attempt to move in a democratic fashion and to make the world a better place for everyone. And that is the issue. We can look at all of the races, all of the ethnicities, the sexual orientations and genders. We can look at the whole world, all of the nations, all of the political parties, every different group that we can find. And there is a commonality that runs beneath each and every one of these systems. That commonality is that the people involved in it are either dominator people, those who feel that they have worth and dignity only by dominating people and being in charge, those who feel that people need to be herded like sheep or cattle, and that those who have the most knowledge or buying power deserve to be on the top. Those are the dominators and the partnership people. The partnership people think that those who are stronger and with the most gifts and talents should not be on top, but should serve the others, should be like gods almost, bringing about equity and compassion and love if they have the gifts and talents to do that. The partnership people think that things should be shared, that we should have a fair world, that everyone should at least be able to live off of the work of their own hands or to have land or resources where they can work in order to gather the necessary resources for life. When you really look at the dominator ideology versus the partnership ideology, you can really see that that matters more than any of the other differences. But in our country, you see, the other differences are upheld. People begin to fight and struggle over cultural differences or religious differences, not knowing that the dominators within their groups are the ones who are perpetuating the struggle, perpetuating the fight, perpetuating fundamentalism because of a natural hate that they seem to have for anyone who can possibly be competition to them and who can threaten their franchise, whatever it may be, whether it be a religion or a political party or an ideology. If it brings in money and they are in a position of power, they will defend it and they will use it to get more power. So in our wanderings and in our explorations of various spiritual modes and politics and religion and all of that, it is very important for us to know who is a dominator and who is a partnership person, and to beware of the dominators because they are the ones who will poison your institution and turn an institution that used to represent love and fairness into one where the good old boy girl network rules at the top and only talks about fairness and justice. To find out what we are doing, visit us at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. You can become a follower here and a supporter of the show, or you can make a donation on our donation page at that website and become a patron. Please join us as we work in order to try to make this world a better place through providing information, meditation techniques, and even free anti-bias courses that you will find on our website. thank you for being with us, and we hope you will enjoy this show. Now, we return to the message. The dominator mentality is bred into us in the United States. We think it's fair. We think that if a person works harder and performs better, they should have much more than those who don't work hard and who don't perform. Is there anything wrong with that? I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. I do think there's enough to go around. There's enough of everything to go around. There's even enough fame to go around. But we make everything scarce. I was looking at a documentary about the tennis player Naomi Osaka. It showed when she won the first championship that she won and how surprised she was because so many people after the game were rushing towards her, offering opportunities and giving her pieces of paper, wanting her autograph. It was like night and day. As soon as she won that championship, she was like a superhero. And I noticed the look on her face. You see, she seems to be quite intelligent. And I think what she realized was that she was the exact same person after she won that championship as she was before she won it. But they were treating her like a goddess all of a sudden, and some people were crying. People were trying to dress like her and speak like her in years to come only because she performed better than the other people. One may ask, doesn't she deserve that fame and deserve that fortune, having worked hard playing tennis since she was 3, working and striving and struggling? And in our society, I would say, yes, she does deserve that recognition. But don't all the other people who work so hard and who didn't make it to the top say deserve the same amount of recognition? That is a question that a partnership person would ask. Now, if you are thinking, no, perhaps it's because you have been raised in this same society I have been raised in that is a dominator society that says there's not enough to go around for everyone. My question is, why should you give somebody millions and millions of dollars for playing a game when other people are not able to make a living of it at all and have the same love for the game and could beat you on the court any second? I have a problem with people being recognized and receiving fame and fortune for hard work. I have a problem with people not being recognized and not receiving anything for doing the same type of work and hard work. That is the issue. The issue is not that people should not be allowed to have enough or a lot of material things, even in abundance. The issue is that no one should be so poor in a society that they need to work from paycheck to paycheck and need to try to avoid the landlord every day because they're about to be evicted because they can't make rent. Or they're broke if their car breaks down, or if they get sick, they go bankrupt. No one should have to live like that in a society. So when I complain about the way things are, I am not complaining about people with a lot at the top. I am complaining about the people who have had everything stolen from them at the bottom just to give a few people at the top fame, fortune, and an abundance that they will never, ever spend. And this is what I'm talking about. by the dominator mentality. Says that those who are the fastest, the strongest, the best get everything, and the other people get nothing. And of course, there are various levels, and in each profession, and in each club, in each organization, in each hobby, we have a repetition of the big hierarchy, where those who are at the top get all of the fame and the resources and the privileges, while the rest of the people get nothing. So this is the partnership model versus the dominator model. And as long as we have the dominator model, we will have hatred, bigotry, poverty, classism, racism, and worse than that, the type of self-hatred that drives us to commit small acts of psychological terror to each other constantly, and drive some people to commit actual acts of terror. It's time to stop, to get rid of this dominator mentality. And when that is gone, all of the isms will be gone, and we shall be free. Do you want to be free, really? Move from domination to partnership. Accept yourself. Help those who have less, who are not dominators themselves, and begin to create the world that you and your descendants will live in and enjoy like a heaven on earth.